This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of sanity, right here on the real side. A little insanity for the moment, but a little sanity, just a little, not much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. You wouldn't believe there's any sanity in this world anymore, right? Well, what we see going on in the news and what have you, I mean, it's just amazing to me. But we're not gonna let that rule us, right? We're going to get on with our business. We're going to protect the president. See, not President Trump. Everybody thinks we're loyal to President Trump. No, we're loyal to this country. How's that? I mean, some of you don't agree with that, but we're loyal to the country. That's really what we should be doing. That's really what it's all about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Make sure you're engaged, you're involved, you're informed. Somebody tried to catch me on something today because they used Snopes. Anybody know that Snopes is not right 100% of the time? Matter of fact, if you do your research, you find out a lot of times it's not right. But hey, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. You know, including, give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. That's one way to make it happen. Then on top of that, I want you to, you know, if you want text messaging, you want to be notified that it's starting, then just, it's real simple. Text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. 222. And the derangement syndrome continues on. Little Jerry Weebler Nadler said today that the fight is on. They are going to go forward with impeachment. Okay? Which I'm elated about. I think it's wonderful. And some of you just had a heart attack. No, it's wonderful. Because the Dems, after the Mueller, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Debacle? A lot of them said, well, maybe we should wait. Because they had nothing. There was nothing there. But Jerry can't wait. Right? A lot of these guys just can't wait. Chuckie and Schumer can't wait. Right? Shifty Shift can't wait. So we'll see what happens. I think they should do it because there'll be so much garbage coming out during this thing. Right, the general populace will actually see what they're and you know what? Trump may not get votes because he's Trump. Trump may get some votes because people just have had it. Right? Protest votes. I'm okay with that. I'm okay. What are the in your face in the Democrat Party to have Democrats vote for Trump going because he's not as much of a lunatic as you people are. You know? And I love this one, too. You know, this one went right by when everything was going on. Everybody was screaming at Trump about how bad he was for, you know, tweeting what he did about Baltimore. But guess what happened? He got things going. He got things being cleaned up. You know, today, and actually a couple times now, you're seeing video from people in the streets of Baltimore where there are now large groups there cleaning up the streets. Why? Because the city still ain't going to do it. They're doing as best they can with what they have, I guess. But there was a bunch of those deplorables in the MAGA hats, and guess what they were doing? They were going through and cleaning the place up. Picking weeds, taking out trash, loading up dumpsters. Wow. I didn't see any, you know, I didn't see any Dem groups. I didn't see any of the SEIU t-shirts there. You know how during election time, you got to elect their people, you got to be behind them, you got to do what they want you to do, and they got those purple SEIU shirts on, and they're going door to door, and they're telling people how they're for you. Oh, yeah, look at us. We're with the SEIU. We're for you. We're willing to do what you want us to do. Well, why don't you guys get those same 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people together and go through those alleys and streets of Baltimore and clean that place up? Show them you care about them. Isn't that what it's about? Show me care about him. Remember when President Trump, he told the truth about the failed congressional Democrat who for 23 years, Cummings, for 23 years he represented constituents of one of America's most inhospitable cities at the point. And he said so himself. Cummings said it, and now we have it on video. He doesn't know what to do. Now he's invited the president to the richest parts of Baltimore. I don't want to see the richest parts. We know they got it going on. They're paying high taxes. They're getting it dealt with. So they called him racist for calling it out. Right? Maybe he was referring to, you know, being an inhospitable city. Maybe he was referring to a city that has the fifth highest murder rate of any city in the United States. Maybe that was it. I don't know. Just guessing. Maybe he was thinking like, you know, the city had a 22% poverty rate. Maybe that's what he was thinking, but I can't get in his head. Right? How about the violent crime rate, which is five times higher than the national average? Maybe those were the things that were just scrolling by his head when he said it. Oh, shame on him. Right? Maybe he was reflecting on the failings of the Baltimore City Public Schools. That's right. I had an interesting conversation with somebody last night about public education. And I'm tired of hearing, well, it's public education, so it's really good. No, there's bad public education. There's good public education. There are bad teachers. There are good teachers. There are great teachers. Just because you're part of a union, just because you're part of the public sector, doesn't mean you're good. I'll get through more of this. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. take Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Yeah, a little rock and roll never hurt anybody. Joe, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy you've been waiting for. And I know you are because you always ask about him, right? Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always so much appreciate the time that he spends with me. And Corey, thank you for being with me this evening.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening, Mr. Joe Messina. Thank you for having me appear again this week, courtesy of the Real Side with Joe Messina. I want to thank all of our patrons that continue support all of our broadcasters and podcasters, no matter how ignorant they might be, some of them. But thank you for your continued support. Hey, Joe. I'm telling you, it is so good to be a white guy. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, me being a bleached black guy, and yeah, it's a such thing as a bleached black guy.
I've got to look that up.
You know,
talking.
Yeah. Well, it's called reverse talking, you know, get people kind of a little stirred up. But anyway, that's a psychological class I'm about to give on that. I should be getting paid $100 an hour. I really should. You know, put this piece of paper to work that I so greatly, just struggled to get. Well, I didn't struggle, but, you know, it's always a struggle when you're trying to achieve something of a high intelligence. But the thing of this is, you know, I ran out of a box of Excedrins this week dealing with these pro-blackity black people and these white... Can I give a message to these white folks?
Go for it. I tell them they don't listen to me.
Thank you. I mean, I know sometimes when I be talking, sometimes I think some people think it's gibberish, but it's not gibberish. I had to understand... Hey, me being an American and a human being, I can't understand some of this rhetoric and some of the stuff that goes on. For all of the white folks out there, I had a white person to tell me this week that you poor black men have gone through so much. And he said, I had a look on my face like, I had to hold the laughter back. So she was like, I said, let me ask you a question. Why do you think you have to apologize to me or to tell me woe is me or whatever? She's like, because you guys have been oppressed all your lives. I said, who has been oppressed? I said, please give me their phone number or their address. Been oppressed when? I said, I haven't seen a Roots movie in 100 years, and I don't see Kuntuk or anybody else running around here running away from the guys with the white sheets. If anything, the guy with the white sheets is running from the black guys now with the black sheets, the Black Lives Matter people and the Antifa people like that. So anyway, you know, I just looked at it. I said, look, let me explain something to you. I kind of hurt her feelings. And then I had these four black guys, and they wanted to debate me also this week. And I said, you know what? This is what's the problem in this world. I said, you know what? You liberals, the liberals, and I said, all of you people that's these progressives, I said, you're all into optics. You're all into what you don't understand. You look at the optics, but you don't deal with what's reality. And that's what the problem of it is. I said, and most of the time, most of you black guys, they were like, aren't you black? I said, no, wrong. We have two different levels of education, and you have a high level of ignorance. So I said, I took on all four of them. I ran all four of them off because they thought they was going to corner me and say, hey, I heard you saying stuff about black folks, and I say, this is all true. I said, it's the same thing with President Trump did when he told Elijah Cummings about his district. It was all true. But I said, first of all, I said, what you black guys always do, I said, especially the ones like yourselves, is that you want a hug from the white man. That's what it is. You want a hug from the white man so they can tell you it'll be okay. All you have to do is just give up everything, and we'll take care of you as long as you come out and vote every 4 years. And you're suckers for it because you don't understand. Nobody gets something for free in this world. And I say, when you get things free from the government, or you get things free from these politicians, because the politicians play you guys like an old accordion and stuff at the old folks' home. I said, that's how they play you. And I said, because you're all day, I say, you're one of the people that I call the all day sucker squad. Because you sit up, and I said, the white people not far behind. I said, because you got these white liberals that with this white guilt. And I said, they want to hug from the black guy to say, hey, you know, I look at this guy, this dunce Michael Rapaport, and he's an idiot because he thinks he's black. And, man, I listen to Wu-Tang, and I do this. Well, that doesn't mean that you're black. They sit back and laugh at you. You know, it's just that why we just can't all be citizens or Americans and just call it that. Because this other stuff is getting people into way too much problem. problem.
Even the black community now has jumped on board. If I say anything like I'm colorblind, I don't care what color you are. As long as you do the job, you get paid the same amount as money. They tell me that it's disingenuous for me to say that I'm colorblind, that I don't see color, because everybody's got a little prejudice in them. And they're going, give me a break.
And yo, no offense intended to all of the conservative people and all of the Republicans that's listening to this broadcast. First of all, I've been on both sides of the tier, the Democrats and the Republicans, and I don't trust neither one of you. A whole lot of you I don't trust. I wouldn't trust you no further than I could spit. Because guess what? The problem, the issues that go on is because you got two factions, and it's just like the Hatfields or the McCoys. Neither one knows why they are fighting so bad. And that's why, and I heard so many other politicians are starting to see what I've been saying for a long time. You won't get anything done because if your name has an R next to it or a D, you're never going to get anything done because people are so petty. And a lot of these people are grown folks. Pretty much all of them are grown folks. How can you get anything done? The president can't get anything done because anytime he does anything, he's either racist, and it's like doggone if he do, and doggone if he don't. I wasn't going to use that word, but the thing of it is the fact that he can't do no wrong. I mean, he can do no right, but Barack Obama did nothing, and he gets standing ovations for acid. But that just goes to show you
he got the Nobel Peace Prize before.
No, Joe, don't be discouraged, and nobody else be discouraged. That's just because that's the level of intelligence of the people. But until we change and stop worrying about Democrats or Republicans and start getting things done, then we'll start making some progress. We're never going to do that because one side is buckled down and the other side is buckled down. One thing we need to do, we need to change the leadership at the top of both the DNC and the RNC.
All right, well, we're gonna go make us some money because we believe in capitalism. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back with Corey Duncan in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Please answer the question.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've just tuned in and you happen to be watching, no, I've not lost my mind. I'm wearing my hat in honor of this man. Corey Duggett joins me as he does every week. I always have a good time with him, straight up. No BS. If you have, I tell you, you guys that were in the military, first of all, God bless you. Thank you for serving our country. And I don't mean that flippantly. I mean that for real. But listen, if you had to drill with a drill sergeant, you know it is the no BS moment when they get involved.
No,
right,
it is
Corey?
Not. Absolutely. That was my MOS for 1 year. And a lot of people was like, man, if you this mean in real life, I can imagine you how you were. You know, I was like, no, you couldn't imagine that. You have to be there to see that. But, you know, I so want to get to that. I want to first thank all of the loyal. I want to thank all the loyal American patriots and citizens that tune in each Thursday night and tune in to all every night on your show. I deeply appreciate it, even though not my show is your show, but it's also appreciated because you know why? It's because you get a perspective of different people's views about things, and that's good. That's always good because that shows that your listeners, your loyal listeners are tuned in and also very intelligent. Unlike some other people that I see in some chat rooms on some other shows, they got the IQ of a turnip and stuff. I don't want to go there. I know who they are, and they probably know that I know who they are. But you know, because I see all of this, I hear all of this now. I got time to sit back and watch these idiots. But first, I want to get to this. First of all. You know, I got a big kick out of this, and I want to get back to these white guilt people, because the thing of it is that, you know, I had to tell these four black brothers this week, I said, you know what, they've been making, the Democrat Party, the liberals, the progressives, the socialists, have been making complete idiots out of you guys for years. I said, yeah, I was an idiot, you know, because I voted for Clinton, but I saw the light, when I saw the scene, everything, and stopped watching television and started doing my own research, because I said that's what a whole lot of the issues is that a lot of people are following these people down this sewer pipe, and they're not paying attention to really who they are. First of all, white guilt, you know, the white man has been, these socialists and them have been fooling you guys. Because I said, you know what they say? I know what you should be. I know what you should be doing. Let me help you, you poor, savage black man. I wanted to say that. I said the other thing to them and stuff. But the thing of it is, the N-word I said to them. Because you have to explain to them in a way that they'll understand. Not to say that they're completely illiterate or stupid, but I have to explain, because everyone that listens to something don't understand. So I see the deer in the headlights look, but see, I have an issue and a complete big problem with this white guilt stuff. Please tell all white folks, stop walking around with this white guilt thing, please. Be proud of being white. Be proud of it. You don't have to run and hide or thank somebody or apologize for something. And God bless, I'm telling you, Barack Obama did one hell of a job pushing about being politically correct and this white guilt thing. You did a great job. I want to tell you, even though you're alleged homosexual, but the thing of it is that the fact that you are the one that started all of this, and that's what he is good at. Most progressives and socialists are like him. But moving along, I'll jump back to that. Mr. Elijah Cummings, I welcome President Trump to come to. Somebody told me last week they saw the show too, and they said that was just sad that you brought that bird on there to imitate him. But he's an idiot, and they're a bunch of clowns. So I think I'll have a little fun with it. Brandon Scott is a clown, and the police commissioner had the audacity to sit there this week and say during a press conference while he had pig's feet juice on his shirt, because I know what that looked like. That looked like pig's feet juice and hot sauce that he had on his shirt. Somebody needs to let him know, and you know, to clean, wipe his shirt off before he comes out to do a press conference. But anyway, and so the thing of it is that the fact that he told his police officers that he told his police officers and said that if ICE come, do not help them. Ignore their commands. Wait a minute. Him being a police commissioner, he's got to know the chain of command, right?
Right.
So you're going to ignore a direct order from the Department of Justice, people higher than you, and you're going to ignore it. Why is this man not arrested for, how far will this go before we really start? Right. Before we start understanding, if you're in some kind of law enforcement or anything, even just mainly at work, there's a chain of command. And when the person tells you above you to do something, especially on a federal level, you do it. But this man says they ignore it. And then Mayor, Mr. Young, it just proves that anyone can be mayor if they made him mayor and the previous ones before him. He said, and I want everyone to hear this that live in Democrat City, he said that he is appointing, it is approved by the Board of Estimates and everything else, money, has appropriated money for illegal immigrants to have free now for the attorneys to represent them in immigration cases.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, why is nobody asking him, where's this money going to be coming from? See, this is what we talk about, me, Joe, and a lot of other people that's conservative. We may not agree with everything, but we definitely agree about this. What in the devil? How do you let this happen? How do you let people do this and you still continue to pay taxes and put them in office? I'm telling you, I don't understand the mental capacity of some of these people to say, I'm going to still vote for him and put him in office because we got to support each other. But he cares more about the immigrant, the people that are coming here illegal from other countries,
yep.
And he's not even worried about you.
No, you're exactly right. And when you look at the, you didn't bring up the fact that what, three Baltimore mayors were either under investigation, under indictment, or had to leave. It's just amazing. Where did that
$7 billion
go?
Joe, don't worry. Don't go too fast away, bro. Because guess what? It won't be long before this one will be the same way. And the other guy, the excuse maker, Mr. Brandon Scott, he's an excuse maker for any time a young black youth takes and shoots somebody or do anything, and they get locked and they get arrested and they let we have too many juveniles. We have too many juveniles in jail or whatever like that. I'm like, well, when you act like an animal, that's what you need to be. You need to be in a cage somewhere, because what you're saying is that you can't be out among civilized people. So that's what you need to be.
Well, here's what I love. You hear they're screaming about, again, they had the raid, 600 illegals were picked up, and families were separated. Back to the families were separated. The left-stream media was interviewing little girls that were crying because their daddies were taken. You know what? The same thing would happen if daddy robbed a bank and the cops came and took them away. The little girls would be crying because they don't understand what's going on. I mean, I just find this amazing. But here's the other thing. They don't tell the truth. They lie. 300 of those people were returned shortly after they were picked up. The other ones whose kids would have been left home alone were given certificates of citations and ankle bracelets, to be monitored while they were working. So they make this big, bad story, like kids are wandering the streets, not knowing where their daddy is. This is how they play. They're just liars, okay? They're just hypocritical liars, and that I do not know how to fix.
Well, they're always gonna be like that, and again, it's not just them; it's outside too. This problem is systematically is both sides' problem. It's just that the progressives and the socialists are politically bankrupt. And that's really what the issue is.
That's putting it nicely. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Seriously, you're going to enjoy the rest of this conversation. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. All right, once around the desk, go ahead. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us. Anyway, you know, let me just bring it back on because I had so much enjoy the time he spends with us. Corey Duncan is with me. With me? When did I learn how to speak English? With me every week. I appreciate the time he spends with me. Corey, thanks for being with me. And you've got some deep feelings, deep inner-seated issues with the people who run Baltimore. It's starting to come through a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to think. Once again, thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And, you know, Joe, it's okay, you know, to missay your words. And so you got to leave the Mai Tais alone during the break, okay? And everything. But anyway, what those margaritas.
There you go.
But, yeah, there you go. That's what you need to deal with some of these people. No, it's not. See, a lot of people think I'm just picking on Baltimore. I'm picking on all of them, Detroit, Chicago, New York. It's all of them, but Baltimore in particular, because I had residents. residents there for a while. So I know exactly how these people work there. Elijah Cummings is the biggest joke. I saw him sitting there, and I said, look at this clown. I mean, first of the police commissioner with the pig's feet juice on his shirt and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I'm like one clown after another. Then no offense intended, what's her name? That looked like the broke Gina from Martin, Marla Mosby. She was up there talking last week, and she had somebody needed to tell her blow her nose before she gets on camera and stuff, because she had somebody waving at us out of her right nostril and stuff. You know, yeah, I know that's disgusting, but this is the kind of hilarious jokes that go on. And then you got Elijah Cummings sitting there last week. I wish Trump would come here. I wish he would, so he could ride through my district. I said, look at this dude. First of all, he need to open his eyes because he looked like a walrus or a seal that's sick and stuff. And then he's sitting up there. I said, look at this dude. I said, look at this juicy mouth. I said, man, where did they get these people from? All of them look like a bunch of hags. They look like 50,000 miles of bad roads. I mean, really, 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 really.
Well, They look miserable all the time. They look like
they
just
miserable.
Stole their dog or something.
They are miserable. They are miserable. Trust me. Trust and believe. And a lot of people say, well, you know, come on now. You got 200-plus murders. And I want everyone to continue to pray for all every citizen in the United States, every American city. You need to continue. We all need to continue to pray. Because right now, that's about all you can do, because they're not allowing the correct people to do anything. You just got finished talking about the same thing, like, you got a lot of people that's on the right, and they're talking about people on the left, but you exhibit the same behavior and tendencies as the people on the left. So how could you talk about anyone? You know, and I say that's what killed, that's what ultimately was the demise of the Tea Party and the grassroots conservatives, is that they allowed them to take and be a part, and they let them get up, and, you know, they let them get a little bit of fame, and they gave them a little bit of money. And after they did that, all of them turned on each other. And then you wonder why people like me was banned off of Facebook for something that I didn't say, and my wife said it, well, a pro-feminist did that to me, thinking that, oh, we're going to have Anna, but we're not going to have Corey. Wrong, because we work as a team. So that's not going to work like that. Two, that just goes to show you, but see, what people don't understand is the same thing you did to me, I can do to the person that you the fanboy and fangirl love, and anybody can do it to them. All they have to do is get enough people together and say, hey, this person said something that we don't like, and they'll get your fan, they'll get the person that you worship or that you are emotionally attached to and financially attached to. But see, the thing of this is this, is that they attack people that are actually doing things. People that they're not attacking. So you wonder why sometimes you're like, why did they attack Corey and Joe, but they didn't attack this young lady or this young man? Because they know that we're doing something and they're not doing anything. They're not doing not one thing. And so that's why they don't attack them. I gave you the answer right there. That is exactly what the answer is, because I like to give answers. A lot of somebody trying to tell me I was a hater about what? I said, no, I'm not a hater. I'm an observer. I'm an observer of facts. And what you give me is the facts. So what do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to tell you just act like I don't see this kind of stuff? That's why I say God bless you, Joe. God bless a couple other conservative podcasters or broadcasters. And it's not all of them. It's just a select group of them that appears to think like they're the best thing since Amish bread or something or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it is, where they get off on that or not. But they are the ones that hurt the whole entire situation is just horrible, because I want everyone to know this during the break. Joe Messina did say this, and it was truly correct, and I agree with him. That when you have a situation, when you have anything that's like that, and it has no structure or chain of command, it will not last. And that came from a gentleman. That came from a gentleman that's not even in the military. So how is it you can understand it? But it's a lot of people on the right can't stand it. Up, they can't understand it.
Because I grew up in an Italian household with a definite hierarchy, if you know what I mean. So,
right.
Anyhow, yeah.
Right.
So listen.
You grew up in somewhere that has structure.
There you go. All right, so listen, I want to take you back to Baltimore for a second because I find this very, very, very funny. Is after the shooting stopped over the weekend there, you know, because I know this will set you off if I go down this road, but this fake outrage at the shootings in El Paso, and my heart goes out to them. Don't take this the wrong way, but you know, and Dayton, when you think about what's happened there, what almost 30 people lost their lives, another 30 people were shot. This happens every weekend between Chicago, St. Louis, and Baltimore. Where is the outrage? Hey, Sharpton, can you push away from the table for a minute? Where are you?
That's a good Colonel Corey Duncan Clapman. Because guess what? You said the same thing that my wife Anna said.
See?
And why are people so outraged by this? And Baltimore pushing past 200 murders, and the rest of these cities got mid-twos and almost threes. And the only problem is, but see, that's because you got a lot of people that live in a box.
But wait a minute. I want you to hear me out for a second. All right.
Okay.
So all these hateful people that follow Trump, all those people that Trump has riled up to hate these communities, actually went out into those communities that the people who live there are afraid to go out in. So they went out, they had their MAGA hats on and their MAGA shirts on, and they cleaned up some of these places in Baltimore. They picked up the trash. They weeded the places. They tried to clean them up and get rid of the road so people could come out and enjoy themselves, right? And the locals welcomed them in, and mainstream media wouldn't cover it. Didn't give it 7.5 minutes.
Well, we fell asleep. All of us on the right fell asleep at the wheel for the last 20, 25 years. Even to the ones that wasn't here or wasn't a part of politics, the people before you fell asleep. So they are deep embedded in the media. You're not going to get rid of them. That's where they are, and it was all our fault, because instead of us going and be strategic like them and they place them in certain places, now you got them in the media, the schools, law enforcement, our colleges. That was good strategically what they did. So how do you get these people out? You can't. How do you get them out?
It's a sickness. When the woman was interviewing people in Baltimore, some of the old-timers that had been there, Corey, forgive me, because this is going to come out wrong, but these people have been on the plantation in Baltimore for so long, they don't know. They were afraid to go outside the gates. And they're sitting there, and the buildings are boarded up behind them, and there's garbage all around them, and they're sitting there on the street, and they're talking about what a great city it is, she's been there all her life. I'm thinking, oh my God, you can't even see it next to you. Is this what they
told you? That's just like the people in Iraq that had to sit there before the camera, but you didn't see who was behind the camera, and they were sitting there with AK-47s pointing at them like, look, you know what you better say. It's the same thing with this. Yep. But Master Joe, I want to thank you, because we got a good house. I don't know why you had the audacity to sit there and don't take this the wrong way. Why would I take it the wrong way? Hey, look, you're talking about plantation. I don't care about being on the plantation. As long as I can serve you lemonade, sir, and I can clean your bathroom, sir, and we's got a good house. I know what you're going to say. Send all your emails. Go ahead. I mean, it doesn't make me any difference. Because you know what? I make fun of it. You know why I make fun of this? Let me say this real quick. I make fun of it because, you know, it's idiotic to sit up and try to take and explain something that none of us was here and try to explain it. And, you know, like, we need reparations and this and that.
Yep.
One nut on his hair.
Quick, tell people where to find you. Quick.
www.conservativegen.com. God bless everyone, and I'll see you next week. I had that lemonade for you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, Larry Greenfield joins me. We're going to talk about anti-Semitism in the next hour. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.